You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
As part of recent events in Israel marking Blind Day, a day for enhancing awareness and empathy for the blind and visually impaired community, the Knesset launched a new audio guidance system, one of the many accessibility initiatives in use in the parliament complex. The personalized audio wayfinding system is a product developed by Israeli startup Right Here, which connects a dedicated mobile application to strategically place wireless beacons in public spaces and accessibility points. The system provides audio descriptions of the environment and directly transmits them to smartphones or tablets, enabling individuals who are blind, visually impaired, or have difficulty orienting themselves, experience the world securely. Reporter Naomi Segal heard more from Idan Meir, co-founder and CEO of Right Here.
So basically, it's an audible wayfinding system. The easiest way to think about it is just like talking signage, right? What if the signs around us would be able to speak? I'm currently in the U.S., and wherever you go here, you can find Braille on the signage, wherever you go, whether if it's in elevators, public restrooms, or even just meeting rooms around you, you can find Braille signs. But most people don't know that over 90% of the 8 million blind Americans, of the blind community in general, cannot read Braille at all. And those who can read Braille having a hard time to find a sign, right, Naomi? So, and by the way, in the past 3 years, there's even additional challenge. Those who find the sign not necessarily want to touch it. Mm-hmm. So this is exactly where Right Here steps in. We provide this signage, if you will, in audio format through the user's smartphone, through the app. It's a free app. Android and iPhone that speaks to our users and gives them audio descriptions of, where they are, what is there, what's around them, and a list of other very cool features that ultimately provide them the independence they deserve.
So what is the technology behind this that makes it possible to give these location points to users?
Yeah, so there's a few technologies that we're using behind it. So one is obviously the app, Android and iPhone, as I mentioned. We're also using Bluetooth technology at the facility. So we're using smart sensors that we install around the venue. We have a whole cloud system that we've built behind it, and which keep on developing. We're adding new AI and computer vision capabilities into it as well. All that together, again, ultimately turns the whole facility into a space that everyone, and again, not just people who are blind or visually impaired, but everyone can enjoy and better, find their way around.
So alongside being an audio guide, can a person say, I want to go from point A to point B, as they might input into Waze, and the app will guide them there?
Well, partially. It depends on the area and depends exactly where you're trying to go. But I usually prefer thinking about it, again, more as signage rather than a Waze type of app. And the reason is, think about you in every space you go, right? You, as a sighted person, you can see the signs, and based on that information, you can cognitively navigate your way, right? For a lot of people, seeing these signs is not necessarily an option. And for others who see these signs, it's not necessarily valuable because, for example, language barrier, right? Or dyslexia or whatever that is. So we basically translate these signs, if you will, and a bit more than that, into an audio description. Again, based on this, you can navigate, but it's less of a navigation tool from that sense, but more of an orientation tool, to be fair.
So does it require that the sensors be installed at this point in order to provide that kind of orienting experience?
Yes. So we have two modes. One is the outdoor mode for our users that use GPS, and there's nothing needed besides just downloading the app and start using it. By the way, completely anonymously. We have no idea who the users are, so they're not a product as well. We don't collect any data, any personal data for sure. And for facilities, for our indoor environment, yes, there is a need to work with us on this. We work together on the layout, on the floor plans of the building, and we do install some small devices, Bluetooth, it's called beacon devices, around to identify the user precise location within, an area with no GPS.
How prevalent is the use of your technologies within Israel and abroad as well?
Yeah, so we're still startups, still early stage, and we're growing and pretty rapidly, I must say. Most of our activities in the past few years, we've been in Israel, and still most of our locations are there. We're currently deployed in over 2,000 locations, which is the most adopted solution in this market, which is a growing market. I'm currently in the U.S. because we've opened up our American office just a year ago here, and we've been growing here with more locations. We have a few in more than a few, actually, in Europe, over 100 in France. So, among the user community, we're getting more and more users on board with this without really marketing that area because the need is so big and the options are limited.
What kind of feedback have you received from users?
Wow. That's, I'm glad you asked because that's the reason for me waking up early or even at night. That's the passion and fire behind it all. One quote that I like is that it gives me a sense of freedom. That's the one I really like. Her name is Sally. She's a wonderful user and a friend. And as she said, knowing where I am, where I can go independently, privately, is a sense of freedom. And that's very big for me. We have others that say that, they're not leaving their house without the app charged, the phone charged and the app open. So that's really creating dependence in a way, which is a huge responsibility on our side, but it's also a great satisfaction.
And you mentioned that it provides, in a way, this audio signage, but also different components in terms of maybe,
right.
In this area is a great coffee shop, or there's a beautiful park
right
over here if you want to take a break. So it's almost like an audio guide as well.
Yes, and the guide or assistant. We like to think about it like an orientation assistant. So, you go around, oh, there's an ATM here. I didn't know there's an ATM here. I actually need, for example, right? Or there's a kiosk or a vending machine or whatever that is in the area. That could also be, the art. Specifically in the Knesset, we have different, arts there that you could describe. I will mention another one, which I think is valuable for everyone, is the ability to call for local assistant. So if I'm at the Knesset or anywhere else with the system, and I need someone for specific help, that could be whatever, because of heartbeat or whatever that is, I can, push one button and have a phone call with someone designated at the facility to help me instead of going, Google, contact us, talk somewhere with someone else and, somewhere else. It's an immediate assistant calling at the venue. So, yeah, there's a lot of other features like that in the app.
Now, how did you come around to this idea? In a sense, you were working on a different kind of concept, and then there was a pivot?
Yes. That was a few years ago. Wow. To make this long story short, first of all, my story of my life is that I'm getting lost. Wherever I go, I get personally, I have a really bad orientation, skills. I always said a joke that I don't have a GPS chip in my brain, I guess. So for those listening, you might be familiar with that. And we thought if we'll be able to solve this orientation challenge that I have, those that have the most severe orientation challenges, again, the blind and visually impaired community, ultimately that could be helpful to anyone. We've pivoted a couple of times from different concepts that we had into this because we found, the impact that it's creating on people's lives. And I mentioned Tally. Tally was among the first to try it, and it was so satisfying to see her reaction to the first, test that we had. That we were like, okay, we're all in for this for the rest of our careers. It's really hooked us in.
So, if someone's interested in finding out more, how can they?
Oh, that's easy. Just Google right here, RIGHT-HEAR. Like hearing. You can also look for us on the app stores. If you're listening and you're working for a facility that cares about inclusion and accessibility, let them know about it. That's our real goal, is getting more and more locations on board. It's a very reasonable and cost-effective solution to have, and it's really changing people's lives. So it's a movement. And I usually, describe it as not an app. It's a movement which we're creating and growing and welcoming more to join.